Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
100,000 ballots went missing from Wisconsin voter rolls on election night. A semi-rig with 24 pallets of pre-filled-in ballots went from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night. With these kinds of allegations of voter fraud, the mere numbers could easily overturn the election.
The day after the election, the Postal Service supervisor asked me if I'd forgotten ballots the night before. I didn't have any. 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing in the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you I took 24 pallets from Bethpage, New York, to Lancaster. Addresses on them.
But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
Mainstream media and William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, claim that they have no evidence of voter fraud. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Petitioners in Pennsylvania are asking the Supreme Court to hear their complaints. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania is leading a group of petitioners asking the Supreme Court to nullify the certification of the election in his state. Kelly is asking for an emergency order that would revoke last week's certification of former Vice President Joe Biden's win. He also filed with the court to hear an appeal of his lawsuit regarding the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. His suit, which was denied by the state Supreme Court, said that the Pennsylvania legislature violated the state's constitution when they changed mail-in voting rules. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has thrown his support behind Kelly's petition. In a statement Tuesday night, Cruz said that the group's suit raised serious legal issues and needed to be heard in an expedited manner. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Cyber Monday was a big deal in America. Spending was up 15% this year, with an estimated $10.8 billion spent in the U.S. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The White House is getting into the festive spirit. USA Radio News Val Dior takes us on a tour.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the Red Room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments, as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D, hanging in windows of the Green Room, where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problem Solvers Unite. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, is good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything is going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, you know, you have to say the anecdotal evidence is so overwhelming regarding voter fraud. It's hard to really understand how people can say no voter fraud exists. Let's move on. Joe Biden is the president-elect, and we will proceed. But let me just read a couple here from this sworn, and these are sworn affidavits. An eyewitness saw a batch of ballots where 60% of them had the same signature. Eyewitnesses saw a batch of ballots scanned five times. Eyewitness saw 35 ballots counted that were not connected to a voter record. Eyewitness saw poll workers making ballots with no mark for candidates. Voter said deceased son was recorded as voting twice. Eyewitness said provisional ballots were placed in the tabulation box. Failed software that caused an error in Antrim County used in Wayne County. I mean, it's on and on, these affidavits, you know, pointing to obvious voter fraud. And, of course, last night we heard from a postal delivery man who thought it was rather odd, taking hundreds of thousands of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. I mean, what was all that about? Why are we transporting ballots, that kind of number of ballots taking place? And of course, even in areas where in these polling stations or in the counting stations where they were recording the ballots and there was supposed to be supervision, particularly by conservatives, the Democrats found a way to muscle them out, keep them at a distance so they couldn't observe. It was near impossible for them to be able to observe what was happening. And then there was discovered a packet. The Democrats gave out a packet on tactics to distract Republican challengers. Lots of smoke here, ladies and gentlemen. And for those that want to say that, you know, there was no voter fraud, boy, I'll tell you, you've got so many instances indicating that's exactly what we're dealing with. And this is how somebody like Joe Biden can garner over 80 million votes out of his basement. And whenever he held rallies, there was hardly anybody there. I mean, all signs and indications are that this was fixed. Walker Wildman with the American Family Association is with us right now. And he says, look, at the American people deserve to know whether or not this election took place with integrity. Walker, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, I just gave just a few indications and evidence from sworn affidavits of voter fraud that's taken place, And I find it quite interesting. And look, and I understand. I mean, I want our institutions to make sure they have the facts and evidence. But to seem so laissez-faire about this is another issue. I mean, it was reported, the Associated Press said that in a conversation with Bill Barr, he says there's no evidence. And in essence, they were suggesting they were moving on, and the mainstream media kind of picked up on that narrative. But then we found out subsequently from Catherine Herridge that that's not exactly what A.G. Barr had to say, that in fact they're still putting a full court press in gathering evidence regarding voter integrity. Walker, are you there? We had him. Let's see if we can reconnect with him. It's really important to get his read on this. And let's see what we're doing here. Okay, all right. Studio is calling and reconnecting with him right now, so we'll see what we can do here and talk about this particular topic, because you know, this is on the hearts and minds of a lot of Americans across the country. You know, wondering what's going on. I mean, at least 70 million plus people that voted for Donald Trump see this and going, wait a minute. You know, we the people are getting worked here. And, you know, and you've got certain certain groups of people say, well, there's no voter fraud. And, you know, you've heard me say before that the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, says there's no such thing as voter fraud. But, you know, you go to the Heritage Foundation and they've been tracking this. And to date, there are over 1,302 proven instances of voter fraud and criminal convictions. Exceed over 1,100. There's been 48 civil penalties, 95 diversion programs, 17 judicial findings, and 17 official findings. And of course, after this time is all set, you know, and after we go through this, if we really do a diligent, you know, a diligent investigation of what's going on, then, you know, boy, you look at, watch these numbers, you know, really explode. Because the reason that we're here today, ladies and gentlemen, and dealing with voter fraud to this extent is because the, you know, people have been really casual. Our government, our institutions have been really casual. And they go along with, like, what these jurists are saying. Well, you know, look, I hear your complaint, but that's only going to change maybe 1,000 votes. That's not enough. It's not going to it's not going to reverse the decision of the voters. So we're just going to set it aside. You know, thank you for participating. It's like, really? But then look what we have. You know, down the road now, we've got a situation where we are today, where now it's just, you know, full Monte voter fraud going on. You know, it's incredible. And because the Democrats, and I got to put it on the Democrats, because we're not hearing this from the Republicans, and we know the Democratic Party, they've been cheating ever since. And I don't want to come back. I mean, I hear Juan Williams going, well, you know, the Republicans do it too. Now, I'm not like this. I mean, the Democrats have, you know, they have refined this to an art, and they knew what was going on. They knew what was going to happen with mail-in voting. Donald Trump called out. He said, look, this is going to open us up to voter fraud. But the fact of the matter is the voter electorate. The electorate just kind of just, you know, hum-hawed. They went along with the mainstream media listening and saying, oh, no, because of COVID, we had to do this. And, you know, voter integrity, don't worry, we can do this. And even though there's other states saying, look, it took us 8 years to perfect this. We're good at it now, but we've been working on this for 8 to 10 years. And all of a sudden you got states that are just doing this overnight, sending out ballots. And, you know the addresses already just by attrition, because there is a daily, monthly, annual attrition of these addresses that take place. Roughly, you know, every year, about 20% of the addresses, because people move. And especially in the era of COVID, I believe that number is going to be higher yet in terms of, you know, former addresses, people very casual about, you know, following up and make sure that they have a forwarding address filed, you know, with the United States Postal Service. So, you know, this is all very risky. This is not. And mail-in voting is not. And there's been some confusion. because the mainstream media has not served us well and others in educating the people to help them understand that there's a clear difference between a vote that is a ballot that's mailed to you without your request versus an absentee. An absentee ballot that's mailed to you, it's requested. There's requirements with that that certifies and protects the integrity of that absentee ballot. Whereas with mail-in voting, that didn't take place. And of course, the big question I maintain is, with all these envelopes that had signatures, are those still in custody or were those just thrown away because we didn't need them anymore and they get separated from the evidence? We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Some
someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, we're pretty much this way, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Walker Wildman is with us, Vice President of Operations and Public Policy Analyst with the American Family Association. And the topic before us is the fact that Americans do deserve to know whether or not this election took place with integrity. Walker, you know, the problem we had and the reason we are today is because the can has been kicked up the road. People have turned a blind eye to all the illegality that's been going on. The Heritage Foundation has been reporting on this for years. We have a former attorney general who says no such thing as voter fraud. Well, why are people getting arrested and spending time in jail if voter fraud doesn't exist? But there's no doubt that in this 2020 election, voter fraud happened at a scale that we have never seen before.
Yeah, you know, government historically, you know, has a hard time pretty much doing anything right. There's a few things that government historically has done good. The military is one of those, and a handful of other things, which are some of the most basic functions laid out in the Constitution. But elections, these state governments are horrible at running clean, effective, and elections filled with integrity. And here's why. Just outlining not just the several affidavits you mentioned and the court cases that we have going on, but when you just look at the fact that we're using a foreign company mm-hmm. based in a foreign country to run our elections, this Dominion company is based out of Canada. They're not even a U.S.-based right. company.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that we have incompetent state leaders, starting with governors and secretaries of state in these various states, that are naive enough to purchase systems from foreign countries to run our elections is baffling. I mean, I can't even believe that we've gotten to this point. And to your last point that you said there, this is conservatives have not been this is not a new issue for conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump in 2017, right after he was sworn into office, he actually launched a task force that was headed up by Chris Kobach. There was Ken Blackwell on there, some very good, solid conservatives who their goal was to get some of this stuff fixed with dirty voter rolls and so on and so forth.
Right.
But all these states, these Democrat-run states, they would not be transparent with that task force. So the task force ended up having to shut down mm-hmm. because they couldn't get any information.
Well, we know Judicial Watch, Walker, they, through a FOIA request, was able to ascertain just in California alone over 3 million voters that should have been removed from the voter rolls. They acquiesced to 1.5, but the last report was they still didn't, even though they acquiesced and admitted to it, they still didn't remove those names from the voter rolls.
Yeah, no, they didn't, because here's the thing. Democrats have no vested interest. They have no interest in running clean elections.
Mm-hmm.
That does not benefit them at all because, look, historically, the Democrats are the party of voter fraud. When you look at all the cases, when you look at all the arrests that have been made in Philadelphia, in Chicago, in California, in New York, all these arrests that happen, number one, they're not reported very widely, but number two, they're all the vast majority of them are Democrat operatives, Democrat representatives that are cheating in elections. So, you know, this is we have to get this right, and we have to get it right now. And I know the window is closing on a fix here when it comes to the presidential race for President Trump. But long term, if half of Americans can't trust that their vote is being counted and being counted right, that is a shame.
Well, it's an extension of the problem that Donald Trump has exposed about our country and the inner workings of our institutions, and that has to do with corruption. Sidney Powell pointed to this, and they all but tarred and feathered her quite quickly. You brought up the fact that Dominion is a Canadian company. There are tentacles that lead into overseas. I mean, just on the suspicion alone, which I think is much more significant than the suspicion that was addressed and brought up after the 2016 election regarding the Russian collusion. And look what the Democrats did there. But here they're obviously quiet. And it makes you wonder why these states, even having the evidence from Texas, for example, that studied this on several occasions, said this is a bad deal. This is dynamic. It really opens it up to voter fraud. This is not the way it should go. And then you've got, even in some cases, Republican governors buying into the system. And you wonder, okay, whose skids got greased here to buy into this deal and to turn a blind eye on this? How much money was, addressed under the table that we may or may not find out about? But you don't make these millions, I think it's millions of dollars of decisions without some kind of quid pro quo coming into play, especially in government operations today.
Yeah, that's being alleged for sure in Georgia with the governor and the secretary of state there. So I'll have to wait and see what else is released there. It wouldn't surprise me, but I'm withholding judgment on the quid pro quo there. But one thing, when you look at how these systems operate, I mean, we're in the age of driverless cars and artificial intelligence, and the way that we are running elections is the most incompetent way that you can run an election. And here's one specific thing that I'm talking about. If you look at these voting systems, the way the votes are put into the Secretary of State's website, which is what we end up seeing on the news channels, the dashboards, mm-hmm. and the final results, we are still exporting the votes from the actual tabulation machine with a USB drive. Some user at some county level at each precinct is having to plug in a USB to these voting machines, these tabulators, and then they drag over a file of votes to this unsecure USB drive, and then they walk it over to some computer that who knows what kind of protections it has on it, and they plug it into the computer, and then they drop the votes into the website. There is no reason that a random county official or poll worker or volunteer should be carrying around USB drives with votes on it.
Exactly.
I mean, there has to be a better way to do this, and it's just so frustrating that we have governors and officials all across the country that are just sitting idly by while the most corrupt and fraudulent system mm-hmm. is being exposed, and they have nothing to say about it.
Well, any attorney, not even, gone through and being confirmed by the bar, let's just say any student attorney would tell you the control of evidence is key. And when you are treating what, in essence, is evidence here, the vote, and you're treating it so irresponsibly and recklessly, I mean, everything's compromised. I mean, it's to the point, Walker. I mean, I'm asking, okay, what happened to the envelopes? Once the envelopes were opened up with these mail-in ballots, can you still associate the envelope that it came in with the ballot? We threw those envelopes away. We didn't need them anymore. Well, isn't that convenient?
Yeah, this whole thing is a disaster, and I honestly, it's getting to the point. I wasn't there a week or two ago, but it's getting to the point where I don't know. In some of these states, I don't know how the state can honestly send electors to vote for the Electoral College with such tainted results.
Right. Exactly.
Because we don't. It's one thing for Florida to send their electors, because there is literally not a hint of fraud in Florida because Governor DeSantis knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But when you look in Pennsylvania and Michigan and some of these other states, this is such a disaster. The fraud is so rampant that I honestly don't know how those states can send electors to the Electoral College, honestly.
Exactly. You've got retired three-star general Thomas McEnany. I don't know if you've read this or not, Walker, but he's saying that President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act, suspend habeas corpus, declare martial law, and begin arrest. He says it's so obvious that this is the only way that we can cure this problem. That's definitive, no doubt about it. And I'm sure some heads on the left are going to explode over that. Walker Wildman, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Look forward to having you back.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mark your calendars for Prime Day, October 13th and 14th, where Prime members worldwide get 48 hours to save big and shop early ahead of the holiday season. Prime Day will include more than 1 million deals globally across categories like TVs, smart home, fashion, furniture, toys, and much more. In addition to helping members save, Amazon is investing more than $100 million to help small businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Katie Larson, Amazon, says,
today through October 12th, Prime members who spend $10 on eligible items sold by small businesses in Amazon's store will earn a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Amazon is also offering the Spend $10, Get $10 promotions at physical retail locations, including Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, Amazon Go stores, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Books, and more.
Become a Prime member today and enjoy a 30-day free trial by visiting Amazon.com/Prime Day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
100,000 ballots went missing from Wisconsin voter rolls on election night. A semi-rig with 24 pallets of pre-filled-in ballots went from New York State to Pennsylvania on election night. With these kinds of allegations of voter fraud, the mere numbers could easily overturn the election.
The day after the election, the Postal Service supervisor asked me if I'd forgotten ballots the night before. I didn't have any. 100,000 ballots were supposedly missing in the state of Wisconsin.
I can tell you I took 24 pallets from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster. Addresses on them.
But if we don't pick the people that are making the decisions on our behalf, then we have a rogue government doing whatever they want to do.
Mainstream media and William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, claim that they have no evidence of voter fraud. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bill Martinez here. Curtis Houck joins us now. Always good to have Curtis with us. Curtis is the managing editor of Newsbusters. And, Curtis, first of all, let me say I understood earlier that there was a big discrepancy. I mean, you talk about voter suppression. The mainstream media was all in to suppress the bad news of Joe Biden. We had already heard reports that, as many as 30%, anywhere 15-30% of the people said they would have changed their vote had they known certain things about Joe Biden. And the Media Research Center went all in and did a complete survey on six of the major topics. And we've got some verification that this, in fact, was true, right?
Right. Yeah. So we only looked at certain swing states. We looked at Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Yeah. Okay, just to separate that out. Yeah. And we found that 82% of voters were unaware of at least one either Joe Biden scandal or President Trump's success. And those successes included economic growth, job creation, Middle East peace deals, energy independence, and Operation Warp Speed. And we we found that 17% of Biden voters in these swing states would have shifted their votes away from Biden if they had known about either a success on the part of President Trump or one of Joe Biden's scandals, led by, of course, unsurprisingly, the Hunter Biden scandal, which 45% of voters had not heard of, and 9.4% would have said they would have shifted their vote away from Biden. And then the top story that people had not heard of President Trump's was energy independence. 50.5% did not know about President Trump and his administration's push to make us energy independent.
And, of course, they knew little of the Operation Warp Speed that has us now on the doorstep of vaccinations in record time, record-breaking history of Americans' pharmaceutical process.
Exactly, exactly. We're looking to deliver 300 million doses of a safe vaccine over the next year. And you kind of have that because the important thing to keep in mind, folks, is that for a lot of these vaccines, it's going to be a two-parter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we're going to have to take. But still, that's a massive number of people. And in particular, the percent of the vote change in some of these states ranged anywhere from 13% in Wisconsin, which would have been 191.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1,000 vote margin
right.
for the president. Up to 21% in Arizona, which would have resulted, once you do the math, would have resulted in a 340,000 vote advantage for the president, which, you know, if you're going to talk about this, the media throwing the election, this is what it looks like. This is what censorship looks like. And that's why, you know, you see that there are such sore winners. You know, you think about it, and important. Bill, the takeaway here, again, is an example of how progressives are always fundamentally unhappy.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, it makes you wonder, has there been any other time where voter suppression and censorship has affected an election in the history of elections?
Right. And you think back to people may remember George W. Bush in that election with Al Gore. It was the night before the election that came out with one of George W. Bush's stories about getting a DUI.
Right.
They went with that the day before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, people should remember, if you take nothing else from what I'm saying, is that whether media choose to cover or not cover a story is not by a happenstance.
Right. Okay. No, this was purposeful. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you go down the list and you realize the people in these particular swing states, I mean, this would have turned the tide completely. I mean, there would have been truly a red wave that would have taken place in these states had this been known. And of course, we're looking at this as a post analysis, and the Democrats were able to get away with this, and I don't want to hear from them about voter suppression anymore, because between this and what the social media oligarchs were able to affect here, it comes down to that. I mean, they suppressed the vote, they suppressed information, you know, so much for a free and fair press anymore in America, right?
Correct. And that's the important point here. You have legacy media outlets that are dying and that have been hemorrhaging readership and viewership for years now. They realize that social media groups, you know, other alternative forms of media like talk radio and newsbusters have eaten their lunch on social media.
Right.
And so the problem with that is that's why they pressure Google and Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, to censor alternative forms of media and have only themselves branded trusted news outlets and get promotion and top billing and control the fact checking. That is the way that they are going to stay alive,
right.
Literally, because they would otherwise die. So that's why they're making such a big deal about it, and that why they're going to continue to press for that in the years going forward, and it's only going to get worse. So I think what's important then is obviously people knowing to physically type into the computer trusted news sources, because obviously Google and Facebook and Twitter aren't going to give you them.
Exactly. Well, and you're very kind to say that they pressured him. I don't know that there was much pressure. I mean, this was a cabal from the get-go. I mean, when you have Google on the night of the election of 2016, the CEO in tears saying this will not happen again, they were all in. And, of course, Zuckerberg and Dorsey, the rest of them, all joined in. and kumbaya, and here it is. I mean, this is the power of their medium, what they were able to do in keeping America in the dark. Now, I'm curious, with these people that found out these points and realized, oh, my gosh, you know, we were lied to. We didn't have all the information. I mean, are they ticked about this?
We didn't really look into that.
That would be interesting to see, because then if they're upset and they realize that they got worked, then there's going to be a change in behavior. I mean, we're already seeing this. I mean, people are voting and moving away. And as we've said on this show, Curtis, I know you'd appreciate this. I've encouraged people. I says, take your data and move. You know, quit relying and giving your data, because that's their economy. That is their life's breath is your data. Take it and move it away from these manipulators and these oppressors, because of what they did to us here. And of course, we're only seeing, I mean, this is like the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this has really come out. But when you really look deep beyond the election, what big tech and these other monolithic cabal green groups have done to us is they've worked us, and they will continue to work us for one purpose only, and that is to corral us, to control us.
Correct, and that's what it's about, control. And I mean, obviously, I think if you look at the poll results, you would see that a lot of voters were ticked off by this based on the fact that they would have shifted their vote away from Joe Biden here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, you know, what we're looking at in terms of an indicator or a result, which is given a new set of information, new set of facts, would you change your vote? I think that you can't get any bigger than that.
That's...
And the answer to that obviously was yes. Mm-hmm. In terms of just the percentage, it was less than 10%. So critics may say that, but then you look at the numbers about the percent of votes that would change, it would move in all of these swing states, to over 100,000 votes, almost 200,000 votes in every swing state for the president,
exactly,
with the exception of Nevada, which was kind of tough to do as it already was.
Well, Curtis, what this does is this reinforces the lid strategy, the basement strategy of the Biden campaign. I mean, keep them out of the fray, away from the media as much as you can, so that you can, so people won't realize what happened with Tara Reid, a former staffer who said that Biden sexually assaulted her in the 90s. I mean, 35.4%, but like you said, the big thing, and we knew this to be the case earlier, this was one of the early findings, was about Hunter Biden. And you've determined, based on the survey, 45.1% said they were unaware of the financial scandal enveloping Biden and his son, Hunter. This is unbelievable, and great work on that MRC has put together. And Curtis, we thank you for coming here and reporting on it.
All right, take care, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. How do you select the right investment platform for your needs? The many choices of online brokerages can seem overwhelming, especially with many now offering $0 trades. Matt Galeen, head of Consumer Client Management, Consumer Banking and Investments at Bank of America, shares tips from Merrill for finding the right investing platform that provides more benefits for you, your financial goals, and your values.
If you're planning to take a more active role in managing your investments, choose a financial services firm that delivers a personalized investing experience with user-friendly tools, insights, and educational resources tailored to your financial interests. Additionally, consider firms that provide comprehensive environmental, social, and governance offerings, otherwise known as impact or ESG investing, to help you align your portfolio to your values. With the right investment platform, you can gain more confidence to help achieve your goals throughout your financial journey.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. Impact investing and or environmental, social, and governance, ESG investing, involves additional risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Spenner & Smith Incorporated is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America North America, member FDIC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Investment products are not FDIC insured, they are not bank guaranteed, and they may lose value.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you looking for a job because you got laid off because of the coronavirus? Most veterans think that the GI Bill can only be used for college, but that's not true. It can also be used for retraining programs. So if you're out of work and looking for a new career, go to the VA.gov and look at the GI Bill benefits. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Pronoun we, as in we the people, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to save this country, it's all hands on deck. This isn't a Republican or Democratic thing. I mean, forget about political parties. This is about our Constitution, the very values and the support, the American dream, and why so many of us came from around the world to this country to live out this dream. I mean, this is what's at risk today, and this is why I'm getting, you know, phone calls and emails around the world from people who are freaking out seeing what's going on here in America, and they go, what is happening here? If America folds, socialists around the world, communists around the world will be put on steroids, and the oppression will ramp up to such extreme measures that it's incalculable right now, especially for us here in the United States, because we're still a little bit in la-la land, and many of us are not seeing the seriousness of what a Joe Biden presidency will look like and how it will further the socialistic aims of those lever pullers in the deep state of this country of ours. John Bona is with us right now. He's the author of the Liberty Book, host of the weekly radio broadcast, The Story of Liberty. John, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, it's all on the line, isn't it? You know, George Barna said that if we don't get this right, and if we don't fight for the integrity of the vote here, and the Democrats are able to get away with this incredible voter fraud, we will never see a conservative president again.
Well, that may be true, you know, and I know there's a lot of people worrying and fret over our votes, whether they, you know, they ended up in some dumpster somewhere or what happened. But, you know, as a Christian, Bill, I just always have to remind myself and friends that God rules over the nations and the elections. And, Bill, can I take a couple of minutes to explain something? I think it would help your listeners.
Fire away.
Well, you know, the idea that the Lord removes kings and establishes kings, is a theme repeated and reinforced through all the scriptures, you know, right?
Right.
We hear that all the time about God's sovereignty in all of the world and in places. And even David wrote that the Lord does what he pleases in heaven and earth, right? So we're reminded that everything, every person, an event, lives, you know, that moves, everything, mm-hmm. everything that has been within it, is within the overruling will of God, the God that controls history. In other words, nothing really happens outside his ordaining and establishing will. Okay, so once we know that, we can conclude with confidence. I mean, at least I got to this point. It's taken me a while.
Mm.
That God's sovereign election is superior to man's balloted elections. Now, look, it's not proof that our votes have no effect. They do. Very important, as you just said, and I've been listening to your show. But it does tell us, one important thing, Bill, that man's ability to direct the course of events on earth is subservient to God's will.
Without a doubt.
We believe we're in control of all things. We're not. And the people that may have done this, whatever they did to throw ballots out and create this fraud, they're not in control. God is. And God is ultimately not reacting to us. We're reacting to him and his mm-hmm. providential direction of history. And look at it. It's kind of clear, isn't it, that Scripture teaches that nothing escapes his notice.
That's right.
Nothing. So this includes those that rule in the office in the White House at the state level and county. So, Bill, for me personally, this knowledge has helped me place the value on my vote and puts it in perspective that it carries greater significance than it's important who we choose. Of course, we're choosing without a doubt. When we pull that lever, that box, we're writing in and we're making a choice. But it's the type of choice we make, the morality of the choice, which really sets us on a path toward blessing or cursing as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a truth that the surrounding left, you know, the humanist culture, they don't want to hear it. You never hear this in liberal media. They don't prefer to discuss it because this truth automatically sets the creator above the creation, the creatures.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. and it recognizes mankind as subservient to God. And the humanist culture won't allow it. That's what you were just talking about, the humanist culture reaction to all this, right?
Exactly, exactly. And the whole reason for all this, John, is that we would not lose our peace. God is the God of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And people may hear that and they go, well, that's, you know, that's that Christianese kind of thing. If you've experienced God's peace, you know what it's like when it's not there. I mean, it was to such a degree, you know, for King David, when he realized that he was in trouble with God, one of the things he asked is that, you know, don't take your spirit away from me. You know, to be devoid of God's spirit was anathema to King David. And for those of us who have experienced God's peace and God's spirit, we don't want that to, you know, we don't want to let go of that. And you're exactly right. God's peace gives us that anchoring. The other part, as believers, is we are to reflect his glory, and we have to honor those things that are true and right and righteous. And this is where evangelicals, I mean, even on this last vote, I mean, in 2016, according to George Barna, I think something like 93% of what he calls sage cons, these are the spiritually active, governance engaged conservative Christians, came out in record numbers for Donald Trump. And that's helped, that helped him clearly, you know, in 2016. Believe it or not, in this most recent 2020 election, it was like 97-98%. You know, well, actually, it was 99% of the sage cons came out and voted. 97% voted for Donald Trump. I mean, that is a historic number here. So conservatives and people of faith understood what was on the line and their responsibility to be a light unto the dark world and to be active in our government. God says clearly, we're to render to God the things that are God's, to Caesar the things that are Caesar. But we have a responsibility in the here and now to be responsible agents and carriers of the light for good, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the full text of a promised blessings or curses, you know, they're long, but the message is clear, right? God will bless or curse a nation, and they're real, and the moral behavior of the people really has more to do with the nation's future and liberty than any other factor. So God assures us this is an inescapable reality. So no vote, whether it's wise or unwise, will undo that covenant relationship of the living God toward a nation. And he not only establishes the kings and the kingdoms, as we see the office of the presidency, but he'll also bless or curse a nation in other aspects as well. So, you know, the way we vote is important. It's evidence of our moral condition, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right?
It really is. Yeah,
a nation that votes morally will receive, you know, really the cursings befitting in the moral of a nation. And if we're morally upright in our vote, it really defines us as a people. And hopefully it attracts God's covenant blessings. That's what I'm believing.
Yeah, and we have to endear that vote to the next step. We just can't accept, you know, voter fraud. This is a problem. This is why we're here where we are now, is because the can has been kicked down the road to such a degree that we're seeing the height of voter fraud to such extremes here, John, that it's shocking. I mean, we've never seen anything like this, this blatant fraud that people want to say, oh, that didn't happen, move on. Wait a minute, there's too much evidence here. And well, let me see the evidence. No, that's like the same people that said, you know, Jesus, we'll believe you. Just give us a sign. Signs abound here. What do you want?
Like another sign, exactly.
You know? This is where we are.
It does. It talks about the moral condition before God. It's like an indicator whether the Lord's going to bless us or not. Where is our liberty going? I mean, I think these basic principles, Bill, of choosing leaders that, 70 million people voted for Trump?
Right.
That's a huge number, right?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I think it was like 73, 74 million at the end of the day. And, of course, and even then, we don't know, a three-star general said that he believes the count for Donald Trump was more like 84 million. But because votes, the way they've been tampered with and whatever, we don't know the truth. And will we ever know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but? There's a lot of contrarian forces, humanists, that don't want us to know the truth because their agenda is different than God's. And, of course, for people of faith, we look at this, John, and we say, okay, you know, it's kind of like my conversation with Jonathan Kahn that we had. You know, we were talking about God's will. I said, you know, we pray God's will, but we need to understand the same token. God's will isn't our will. It's not our perception. You know, as you said clearly at the onset, it's by God's design. We are so limited in our perspective. And so if God wants Joe Biden to be the 46th president of the United States, you know, that this is all part of his plan. And this is the journey to the final chapter of Revelations. And this is where we're going and where we'll end up. Now, if this are we drawing closer to it as a result of this election? Quite possibly. If we, as you and I have talked about before, if we get an Nineveh moment where there's a timeout and a chance for us to repent and to experience another revival, we could only hope, God's will be done. But, you know, meanwhile, we've got to continue to be fervent in doing good and fighting the good fight, right?
Absolutely. And that, you said it. I mean, the basic principle for choosing leaders. That's it. Able men, somebody who's capable, that fears God, and men of truth. That's a big deal. Men of truth and men who hate dishonest gain.
Well, God does not like, you know, unbalanced measures, right? There got to be true measurements. Exactly.
He's over the nations and this election, Bill. Keep the faith.
Amen. John Bona.
He's right here.
You got it. Thanks, buddy. John Bona on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Take care.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.